everybody. This is Eddie Schmidt, and welcome to Trigger Happy Memories. Helping host tonight while Mike is off having some fun down in Arizona, or I don't know if he's in Arizona, or maybe at the Admiral Inn, or K&K, or maybe Richardson's. No, he's off somewhere having some fun. So this is WPCA live right here in Amory, Wisconsin. Hope you have fun listening to us tonight. We've got some great guests. I've got Ethan helping out to host the show tonight, and we've got Kevin Barnes with us tonight. So sit back, and we hope we trigger some happy memories for you and over the next 60 minutes. So hang on. Here we go. Said 1920, but like they say, when you sign your checks now, make sure you sign them 2020 so somebody else doesn't put a number like that on for you. But it's been a pretty good winter already this year, not too cold like normal winters. So that I've got Ethan Schmidt sitting here helping me to help host tonight. How are you doing, Ethan?
I'm doing great. How about you?
good. So have you been busy this winter doing a lot of playing?
I've actually had some time off this winter, at least the past month. I usually have been busy with playing with Chris Cruzy the past year or so, but he's been taking some time off to write some new material. And
I think you said, wasn't he just down in Nashville not too long ago?
Yep, he was down in Nashville working on some co-writing with a bunch of really talented people down there to hopefully bring some great new music up to the folks up here this summer.
Yeah, I was just remembering, I think, you and I and your mom were out to have supper a few weeks ago or whatever, and we were talking about last year and both of us getting our taxes ready. And what did you tell me? How many nights did you play last year?
Including Chris's shows and shows I usually play with other bands, I think it was around 112 shows last year.
112 shows. Well, I guess that's enough to keep somebody busy. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, we hope we'll wish you well on the year coming up here, but we want to say hello to our guest, Kevin Barnes. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing real good.
Good. Appreciate you coming all the way up here to Amory, Wisconsin to help us out. I know you're so good about listening all the time. And
it's really interesting, and glad to be here to see how this actually gets put together. I'm impressed.
Yeah. I know when I called you and we were touching base to see you, did you have any questions or questions? And you said, no, not really, just excited about coming up and playing some music with you guys.
Yeah, so, that's about it.
So that's it. So I know, Kevin, one question we always like to ask everybody is how you got into music, or when you started out, how did you get your start into?
Well, basically my dad was a guitar player, and he was in a band pretty much until I was born, then he was out of it. But I kind of got my inspiration from him. He did country music, and so he played all the time. And then he was also a country DJ as I was growing up. So country has always been a part of my life. Then finally, when I was old enough to finally get into a band, you know, I started playing the bass and got into a band right away. And it's been nonstop ever since.
Yeah, I know we were comparing notes last August or something, and I couldn't believe all the nights you're busy all the time, too, between all the different groups you play with.
I keep pretty busy. It's at least slowed down a little bit, you know, in the wintertime, but summer's just, it's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, well, we should get you to sing a song here, as long as we're... Enough, John. It's time to sing a song.
Okay.
So what would you like to do for the folks, Kevin?
We can do the fireman first, if you'd be okay with that.
Sure. Probably the first time that I met you, Kevin, or one of the times that you came around with our mutual friend, Rick Jenkins, and I remember that one year we were playing at the state fair, and I think before you actually started playing with Darlene, that I remember you being at the state fair when we were talking that one time, but probably, I know, when you used to come around with Rick, and I think the first time I got introduced to you was as a steel player. I think Rick said...
That could very well be, yeah.
So, but you play steel guitar also?
I play steel guitar. It's been a few years since I've been doing it on a regular basis. But, I play steel guitar too.
Yeah.
Which I understand Ethan does too, which is really something because he's a bass player and a steel player too. So, I don't know, they must go hand in hand.
A little bit.
Yeah, that was... Just when I used to, you'd come along and talking to Rick and you guys. You used to go to some of the steel shows with Rick? Or I know Rick gets down to a lot of them. Or have you played with Rick a lot through the years too?
You know what? Yeah, I played a lot probably for the past maybe 3 to 4 years. When I first met Rick, we played together in a band, Alan Gottage and Sundown. We did that for quite a few years. So I met him actually down in Cottage Grove. They have a community center where they do jams every week. And that's where I first met Rick. And I was just impressed with his guitar playing. I thought, I got to know this guy.
He's something else.
He is.
He had, I got one of those, he'd made that Christmas album or something, and it was great, and I was listening to it, and I was looking for it, and I can't find it, and I know this year at Christmas time, I thought, that was such a neat thing, but we'll find it again, and or I'll get another one from him, but yeah, he's, I think the first time when I met Rick was when he came around, he was helping Mr. Feierheisen when we were doing the cassette album in 1984, I think, down in River Falls.
Oh, wow.
We were doing that, but Rick was down around there, and he used to come up to the Country Dam and see us once in a while, but that was fun. But well, maybe we should sing another. I think it's just so fun to get together on a Thursday night and just guys sitting around talking and playing some songs like this. I guess you can't.
A lot of fun.
It doesn't get much better than this. So.
Well, we can try Heartaches by the Number if you'd like.
Sure. I'll put my picks on here.
Yes.
One, two. Everybody gets a little bit different flavor the way they do that song. But
they do.
Yep.
And I'm sure I do, too. I don't know.
No, even just when we're talking about the way, when you start the intro, if you're doing just that last half of it or the full intro like that, but that's fun. You guys you were telling me that you do a lot of Tuesday nights down, is it? Was that with the Johnny No Cash
Band? Yeah, Johnny No Cash Band plays every Tuesday night down at the Red Barn, VFW Red Barn in Cottage Grove, Minnesota. Okay. It's kind of, it's classic country music, and it's where a lot of people go there to dance, have tacos, and they have burgers, pizza, things like that. But it's a fun place to go. It usually from 5 to 8 every Tuesday. And I've been doing a lot of work with them, so I know for the biggest part of next month, I will be there on Tuesdays.
Okay, yeah, that's I think I came down a few years ago.
You did.
A couple, 3 years ago, and played one Tuesday with you guys, and that was fun. But like you say, the people just come there to dance, and they get their exercise and enjoy the music and have fun.
They do, yes.
And has Kenny Nelson been helping you a lot with that?
Kenny
now?
Has been helping us an awful lot with it, yes.
Yeah. Rick used to.
Rick is part of the band, but some conflicts, came up, and it was nice for Kenny just to jump right in and help out. A big thanks to him.
Yep, that's great. He's probably listening tonight when he's supposed to be running that soundboard at the church while Darlene is at choir practice. So, well, maybe he said he was going to try to listen in, so maybe he is. But I was thinking about, when you sang the fireman, and then as you're doing that, and then that high part that runs down, he always turns around and smiles and likes when we do that. He gets a kick out of that, so... I hope you're taking care of that board that you're supposed to be watching there, Kenny. So, maybe Ethan, you want to sing a song for us?
Sure.
So, long as we're in town.
Yeah. Let's do an old Buck Owens tune called "Excuse Me, I Think I Have a Heartache."
Okay. A one, two.
Hey, just don't know how lost I feel without you. My teardrops never see the light of day. I laugh and joke each time they talk about you. But if I told the truth, I'd have to say, excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. There's an aching deep inside, and it just won't be denied. Excuse me, I think I've got a heartache, and I'd better say goodbye before I cry.
Remember the first time you started singing that. Well, you learned it by, what was the name of the group? It was by Cake?
Well, there's a band called Cake from, they were bigger in the 90s, but yeah, they put out a CD and they covered that song, and I didn't know it was a Buck Owens song originally. I was like, that's a cool one. I should learn that.
Then when you learned it, I remember Bob Hovde hollering at you, Buck is back! Buck is back! Yeah. Yeah. That's when you were playing with some of the Trigger Happy Boys when they called it round two. It sounds like they got a little thing even coming up here this spring, so that'll be fun to see that.
And we just rehearsed last night, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be good. Is there six of you in that, or...
Yes.
A lot of guitars. I remember people saying there was a lot of guitars in that.
Yeah, there's about six of us, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. We had talked about, I think I'm going to try to do a little steel instrumental for you. I know Kenny Nelson always likes this one, and my old neighbor Harold Ruslow, he's actually down in Arizona this winter, but I'm not sure if he's listening, but... him and May used to come out and they'd sit outside, right outside the, in the parking lot here at the station so they could get the radio good on their car and they'd sit there and watch the whole show. And but I know Harold liked this. It's one by Hank Williams called There'll Be No Teardrops Tonight. One, two. CD from a friend of mine, another steel player from the cities, Milt Rand. I don't know if you remember him, Kevin.
No, I don't.
He played steel with us when I played with Skip Spaulding, and but he loved the, whenever he'd go see Dale Watson, he'd try to get the steel player to play some instrumentals and do all this stuff, but he had had this CD made, and it was all steel instrumentals, and that was a version that after Hank Williams had passed away, it was his band that was still out going out playing some of his stuff. And so I think he had a guy that helped him kind of make that CD that worked over at the one public station over there in South St. Paul. I don't know if that's still going down there. But
boy, I don't either.
Yeah, so, but it was, he and sure enjoyed all those. He used to do a lot of neat instrumentals like Moonlight Over Tahiti and just a lot of the neat old stuff. And then he'd hear something, and then when he was still alive, Ed, you got to learn this. And then I'd try to find it. It was neat that Mike would let us. We'd actually get to do quite a few of those instrumentals like that. Well, enough of that stuff. We got to get Kevin to sing us another song there. What would you like to do for us, Kevin?
Well, we can try one of your favorites because this beautiful steel guitar part on it, A Borrowed Angel, if you'd
sure,
I'd like to kick that one off.
It'd be my pleasure. One, two.
With her hand in mine, her hair feels like silk on my arm. Her lips tell me so tenderly she's mine alone. Until we part tonight and she goes home.
Great steel playing, though.
Oh,
I just
thanks.
Love that.
Every time you do that one, we're playing with Darlene and the boys, and I look forward to that song every night. So you do such a nice job on it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we've had quite a few good times. I don't get out with all. You guys do a lot of four piece with Darlene, and then
we do quite a bit. Yes.
Yeah, and then
we want it five piece. You know.
Yeah.
But you're busy like the rest of us. You know that.
Yeah. You just like you working with all those different groups, and Ethan doing the same thing between the Rattlenecks and the Bad. What's the brass band that you play with, Ethan?
We're called Bad Habits Brass. Playing down in River Falls next Friday.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Is it, you got those good hours, like 10 to 2 again, or?
Oh, no. New Year's Eve, we played from 10 o'clock until 2, yeah.
Oh, till wow.
I'm getting too old for that.
I am, too. That was a late night.
That's how we used to, when I played with Stony Ridge, and we'd play at Ben's in Somerset. That was always a late one, like it always at least 9:30 to 1:30, or I think we even did some 10 to 2 stuff there, too, but it seems like especially the crowds that follow us anymore are getting older, that they sure like them Saturday and Sunday afternoons, I'll tell you. So,
well,
just like
do.
You said, Kevin, with down at Cottage Grove there,
yeah.
If they're doing, and it's packed at 5 o'clock, too.
Yeah, they draw a pretty good crowd.
Yeah, so. But I suppose we could sing another song here. Ethan, you want to do another one? Or?
Sure. this is an old Farron Young song.
Farron Young?
I'm trying to think how it goes again. Her since our darling went away. Well, I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. Lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, window. Well, that you're still here. Don't you miss her? Since our darling disappeared. Well, look, here is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain. Don't you try to tell me that it's rain. Us all alone, the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling. I'm gonna stare at you for a while. You know I can't sleep, so won't you bear with me? Up all his lyrics kind of in goofy spots.
Make it hard to learn the phrasing, I suppose.
A little bit.
That's you do a nice job on that. I was thinking, just got a chance not too long ago. I went down to Menominee and got to do some pedal steel recording at this studio down there called, what's it, Drum Farm Studio. I think you've done some work down there too, Ethan? Or?
I've just rehearsed there with the band before.
Oh, okay. But yeah, it was neat. I think Mike Schlinker, good, great guitar player from down around Eau Claire. I don't know if he gave him this John Richardson, my name, or whatever. But I was kind of nervous going down there. But boy, a real nice studio. And just go in there and set up in the booth and set up my amp and run through the speakers and just sat there and played along with 6-7 songs and added some stuff. So got out of there with too much trouble. So but it's fun. I get to, makes a guy nervous when he used to call the guys from Nashville up or bring somebody up that he'd bring some guy up and so.
But then right after you tracked that, you went and played a gig writing song after that, too.
Well, I tried to work it out since I was been playing it quite a bit with Greg Wheeler and Randy Sins and John Lynch and Todd Sins and the Eclectic Barn Boys down there. We've had most of those guys in here, too, and have a good time. We've been doing a lot of Wednesdays and Thursdays between the gin mill and the, I think it's called the Buck now. Many years ago, it was called the Silver Dollar, but... But to play on a Wednesday and Thursday night, and
wow,
them guys pulled pretty good crowds, and it's great. It's a lot of fun. Randy's got really nice equipment, and just old classic stuff. And basically all I do is sit and play steel, a couple of songs on the guitar, but makes it nice and easy. Your friend Ethan has been, Bronson, he's been coming to see us a little bit, and
yep.
Between him and Zach, or they call him Papa Bear.
Yep, the two fellers and Papa Bear Norton, they're a great act. If you can catch them sometime, we got to get those guys in here for a Thursday.
This Bronson, he plays. He's got a Telecaster, and what's it? It's carved out. What's it look like? A flag or something?
Yeah. So Zach Norton, the other guy in the band, his dad actually does a lot of woodworking and carving, and he actually carved out a Telecaster body to look like. An American flag, and it looks like there's rope going around the outside of it.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
And then Zach's got, he come walking in, he's got the neatest microphone stand, took an old shotgun and mounted to a wooden base, and then he put some kind of a rod in the barrel of that shotgun that he can adjust it, and then he's got his microphone on top of it, and he said they wouldn't let him bring it into one of the casinos.
I can see that.
So, but what a great act. He's a great front man, a good singer, and plays a nice rhythm. And that Bronson, I'll tell you, he's about the fastest Telecaster player I ever heard.
Oh, wow.
And if you went down to Nashville on Broadway, he could be right there with him showing most of them how it's done. He's just phenomenal, crazy, great picker, so... But enough jawing. We always sit and jaw, but that's fine because it's Thursday night here in Amory and WPCA 93.1. This is an awful fun time, and it makes it kind of rough on me when Mike isn't around because it's a lot easier for me when I'm just sitting back and adding a little bit once in a while. And so hope you're having fun down there, Mike, and enjoying this. So. But Kevin, have you got another song?
We could try a Dwight Yoakam song if you want to try.
Sure.
This one seems to be very popular. I get a lot of requests for this one, and I've been doing it for quite a while, and it's always fun. It's called Guitars, Cadillacs.
Okay.
Girl, you told me how. Showed me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson I'd die for. Came to bed alone. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. And it's guitars, Cadillacs, the human music. Guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music. The only thing that keeps me hanging on. Thank you. guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music. Guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, on the lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, man, guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. It's the only thing that keeps me hanging on. It's the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Oh, oh, oh.
There we go. That'll work. That'll work every time. That's what Dave Dudley, you say we get done with a song. That'll work. That'll work every time. He was such a neat guy to be able to get to play with a few times. Kev, you were telling me, I know you've been busy playing some casinos here with, what's the Up South?
Yeah, with Up South. That is a country band I play with. The main part of the band's out of Carver County. So we play a lot of west areas. But we get over here to Wisconsin every once in a while, I will have to say, every once in a while, for sure. And then I know we have something coming up February on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, February 25th, 26th, and 27th. We'll be up at the Grand Casino Hinckley in the, I think it's called the Rival House. It's a new, I don't know if it's an addition, but it's a new place to eat, like bar and grill that just opened up in May. And really a nice place.
Yeah, I want to try to get over there to see you guys. And that's a neat name, Up South, like that.
Yeah.
Kind of a play on words, you know, the way they like to do that.
Yeah, that was pretty clever of him. And he does a lot of songwriting. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that write songs. But I will have to give him credit. He writes some good stuff. And I've heard that from a lot of people. If you ever have a chance to go out to see Up South, you can check them out at upsouthband.com. And, they do a good job. It's really entertaining.
Well, I'm sure they do fine. They got you playing bass.
Well, I'm not going to comment on that. Everybody has their weakness.
Well, I know every Thursday when we tape, we like to say hi to a few folks. So I'll say hi to some folks. And if you guys got some people that you would like to say hi to, say hi to my wife, Joanne, and our neighbors, Al and Ann, are always listening. I wonder if Tad Late is listening tonight. He always listens.
He always listens, I've heard. I would say that he's probably listening.
You think he's listening? Yeah. Okay. And Darlene, of course, and Kenny, and Jim Bjorkman. I got a message from him. I think I'm almost certain he's listening from out in Montana. He listens all the time, and he came to see us. He said he met you last summer when we played in Lindstrom there. He had that Stratocaster that I was playing. Him and his wife came in. And
I remember that.
So, and say hi to Brian Jevning and the guys from work. I think I'm going to call them Club 42 now that we play cribbage with. The Cactus Cousins and the Hunyucks. And Putz, he's always listening and such a great supporter. I know Mike always has me say hi to Edna Forrest. And Greg Wheeler's been listening a lot now, too, down in Eau Claire. I hope he's got a chance to listen. And a good friend that I've been doing some steel lessons with, Tom Kramer from Stillwater. He might be listening. And we want to say hi. There's a couple from up by Fargo. He contacted me last night to Dale Hartleben and his wife. They come to see Darlene a lot, and great dancers that we've seen them. I think they came all the way to see us up in Escanaba that time.
Oh, so, wow.
But just hi to everybody out there, and Ethan, you got some folks you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I had Rick and Rosie Stenner said they'd be listening tonight.
Oh, great.
And any of the Murthas or Hovdies down around St. Croix County might be listening. I know a bunch of them are in Mexico for Jessica Murtha's wedding.
Okay.
But might be a few of them down there listening.
Well, I have a couple people. Of course, you know, my wife, Denise, she's listening. Hello, Denise. And I have a good friend in Chicago listening tonight.
Great.
Colleen, say hi to you. And down from Huntsville, Alabama, my son and his girl, Wesley and Andy, they're listening down in Huntsville, Alabama. And Rick is actually down there by the Iowa border is listening tonight. So,
great,
hey,
great.
Rick.
Hey, Rick.
That's good. And, of course, Mike from up south is listening. He just thanked me with a little message for the little plug, I guess, for up south. But, you know, hey, I'm part of the band, so, you know, it's part of it. And, of course, you know, you said hi to Kenny and Darlene. And if Mike is listening down in Texas, you know, hello to you.
Oh, that's great. I guess I could try to sing one more here. We're still doing good on time. So we'll do a Dale Watson song. We sure enjoy listening and watching him. I think all three of us. And I know that once Kevin found out, I did a couple of them songs. And so it's been fun. We've been starting to do a couple of them with Darlene. So here's one called Everybody's Somebody in Lukenbach, Texas. One, two.
Everybody's somebody in Lukenbach, Texas. There ain't nobody, nobody here. Everybody's somebody in Lukenbach, Texas. Kick back, relax, have a beer. It's a simple little Texas town about big as a min, and it's sure more special now that you are in it. Everybody's somebody in Lukenbach, Texas. There ain't nobody, nobody here. Texas town about as big as a minute, and it's sure more special now that we are in it. Oh, everybody's somebody in Lukenbach, Texas. There ain't nobody, nobody here. Everybody's somebody in Lukenbach, Texas. There ain't nobody, nobody here. 'Cause everybody's somebody. Yeah.
Very nice.
Hey, thanks. It's always fun doing those Dale Watson shuffles like that. And that other one we do about... Or Ethan, you got a great one too with that.
Honky Tonkers Don't Cry.
Honky Tonkers Don't Cry. That's a dandy too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's sure been a fun Thursday getting you all the way up here, Kevin, to help us out here tonight.
Well, this is great.
Yeah. I did want to mention, I know, like, I've been playing some down in Menominee with those Eclectic Barn Boys, and. If you get around to see us, John Lynch just went down to Nashville here not too long ago and did a new CD, and it was interesting to hear him talk about going down there and going to the studio, and the steel player that they hired down there to come walking in was Russ Paul, and I know Scott Nash is good buddies with him, and Danny Lund knows him good, and said he come walking in, had his steel guitar and a strap around his shoulder, and he walked in with one of those new Fender Tone Master amps that's got the lighter neodymium speaker in it, but just come in and sat down and started playing up a storm. But he's played with like Don Williams and all these other guys. I think even Eric Clapton, Vince Gill, he's done some stuff with. So he's a,
wow.
When I saw him, it was way back in the 70s. I think Scott Nash was playing with him at the Bungalow just on the other side of Hudson on the Minnesota side with a guy by the name of, I think it was Sam Skinner. Don't quote me on this now, Scott, if I'm getting this wrong, but... But Russ used to have this trick. He would take the bar and his steel, and he could just have it start rolling. He must have had to set the steel up at a certain level that as that bar was rolling on the steel, he was picking this thing, and it was about the coolest thing I ever. Must be why I had decided I had to learn how to play steel guitar. So,
and you don't know how to do it right now for us?
No, I don't know how to do it. Have you got one more quick short one you could do for us, Kevin?
I don't know. You mentioned try doing that. Don't worry if you want to try.
Sure,
that
let's do that. Yep. Had a guy that I talked to today. He said he loves Marty Robbins. So here's Kevin to sing you on.
Okay.
It's time we have to say goodbye for this month, and I would just want to say a big thank you to Ethan and Kevin Barnes for helping us out.
Thank
so
you.
It's been a great time and great music and fun talk. So appreciate everybody out there listening, and you're listening to WPCA 93.1. So thanks for listening, folks, and we'll see you next time. But listen every Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Thanks.
I'm out of here, Darlene and the boys.